One of the most memorable talks at the workshop was given by Pepa Shadeen, a professor in the School of Medicine at the University of Colorado, Denver.
I work on young women's breast cancer from a stromal epithelial perspective.
And what exactly does that mean?
It means we think about the tissue in its entirety rather than just the cancer cell, and how the cancer cell interacts with its environment, and how normal changes in the environment may put a woman either at risk or protect her from breast cancer.
When you say normal changes, what sort of thing are you talking about? Hormonal changes in the extracellular matrix?
Exactly. So we know that the breast is very hormone responsive, and it changes with puberty, it changes with every menstrual cycle, it changes with pregnancy, lactation, with postpartum regression, and with menopause. And so it's a very dynamic tissue, and it has a very dynamic environment.
So a lot going on there. How does that correlate with cancer?
It really has not been investigated, but it's known there's strong relationships in general between cancer and pathological microenvironments, where it's been shown that upregulation of collagen, changes in fibroblasts associated with collagen production and motility of fibroblasts. So changes in stromal cells with pathology of cancer are well known. And our work has shown that normal mammary gland biology can have windows of risk, probably due to a cancer-like environment, but it's a normal state. It's not a pathological state, so it's physiological changes that look like cancer environments, and importantly, physiological states that are very protective. So both things going on.
So how can you identify that sort of risk period?
So we took a very simple approach of just characterizing changes in the environment with different stages of mammary gland development, puberty, the menstrual cycle in women, with pregnancy and with lactation, and this postpartum involution window. And we have focused most of our work on postpartum involution because the characterization of that particular environment looks very tumor promotional.
What does that mean, postpartum involution?
So with pregnancy, the breast changes dramatically, getting ready for milk production. And if you don't nurse after delivery, your breast remodels to its pre-pregnant state. And it's a very dramatic, it's one of the most dramatic tissue remodeling events, short of the changes that occur with embryogenesis. So it's an underappreciated but very dynamic window where 80 to 90% of the mammary epithelial cells die in a programmed way, and the environment changes in a wound healing-like way to facilitate that loss of those epithelial cells. Now, if a woman nurses, this doesn't occur until she weans. And so that's what we mean by postpartum regression or involution of the breast.
Are you saying that that might be some sort of risk factor that may lead eventually to cancer?
So there is something known as pregnancy-associated breast cancer, and it is breast cancers that are diagnosed either during pregnancy or upwards to 5 years after pregnancy. And what's known about these breast cancers is, one, there is an increase in incidence in them. So if you compare a woman who hasn't had a recent pregnancy with one who has had a recent pregnancy as a population, women with a recent pregnancy are at increased risk. So we know there's something about having a pregnancy that increases risk for breast cancer. And we also know that there's something about having a recent pregnancy that makes the cancer, if there is one, have a poorer prognosis, so more metastatic. And so we are studying what we call the involution hypothesis, which predicts that it's really the tissue remodeling events, these wound healing-like events that occur as part of normal regression, that are tumor promotional.
I'm guessing that that can't have much impact on the overall breast cancer statistics, because isn't it true that women who haven't had children at all are at greater risk of having breast cancer?
Yes, and so that's the protective effect of pregnancy. But what most people don't know is that the protective effect of pregnancy doesn't show up until the fifth, sixth, and seventh decades of life. So actually, women in the reproductive years who haven't had a pregnancy actually have a lower risk for breast cancer than women who have, and that's not appreciated.
Okay, so you're studying the area around tumors. Are you making any progress?
So the progress that we've made is, first, I think for the first time, showing that the mammary gland, the breast tissue, is very dynamic with respect to the environment that a cell will find itself in. So that alone is progress, because until this work, it was thought that that there was a homeostasis, that when your breast formed, the relationship between the epithelial cell and its environment was the same until menopause. And so our work has shown that that is not true, and our work has shown that there's potential consequences to these changes that can be both detrimental, but more positively, that can be targeted to try to reduce risk for breast cancer and reduce risk for pregnancy-associated breast cancer specifically.